Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, today is the 20th month. The 20, what is today? 27th of the month. One day before the end of the month, your second last day. So,
short month.
The 27th day of the month of February, and the time is the porn star's time. The time is now 6:10, and I want you guys to really relax a little bit. Take a deep breath, put your feet on the coffee table, close your eyes. Not if you're driving, and not if you're married. If you're married, you must open one eye at least, you know, to keep an eye on no one stabbing you while you're closing your eyes.
Can I put my feet up on the mixing desk?
You're most welcome, as long as Katie will see, will kill you, but
not
all
here,
right.
Right,
yeah, all right. But anyway, so...
Kav Bet Adar Aleph.
Is it Kav Bet Adar Aleph? All right. Kav Bet Adar Aleph. Where are you today? What I want to tell you guys, we're gonna have like an hour now, and in this hour I want you to really relax, have lots of fun, and alright. So my name is Roy Peretz, and my team and me will try to make your next hour happy. So, what I want you to do is, first of all, remember our telephone numbers, which is 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp numbers, and our SMS numbers 34519. It will cost you $1.50, but it's what's $1.50 between friends. So let me introduce you the rest of my crew.
Team.
So first of all, we've got, he comes to us from the deeps of Hyde Park. He's our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler, and I want you to give him a good round of applause. So this is Eitan Nadler.
Thank you very much. So nice to be here. Nice day.
From Top Cash in 96 Anton Drive, he is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Yay. Hi everybody, and I want to say that I'm going to do a end of the month resolutions for every
end of the month
from
month
now on. Yeah, right. So this month I'm not going to drink. This month I'm not going to drink alcohol on the 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Kol hakavod, Liel. This is for you not drinking alcohol on the 29th, 20th, 30th, and 31st.
31st of February. Yeah.
So tonight, after the winning of Liverpool, you will not drink alcohol.
No,
tonight
you're
allowed.
Yeah.
It's only on the 29th, 30th, 31st. All right.
Okay.
All right. This is this month's very nice resolution.
Yeah.
I'll support you in this resolution too. All right. What do we have more? We've got, he's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. I want you to give a big round of applause, even if you're sitting at home, your wife won't mind, to Peter Feldman.
Yay. Thank you, Roy, and I love your T-shirt, Standard Chartered Liverpool Football Club. That's support for you.
My friend, I put it in the morning, and Liel says to me, oh, do you want to jinx them?
You won't jinx them.
I don't want to jinx them. It's the other way around. I think...
They jinx you.
They know, Roy.
We didn't have a bad day, but, I think they're about time. We're playing Watford.
Watford. Yeah. So there is no reason why they should be jinxed. They must take the points.
Well, you know what?
And it's in Anfield, eh?
And it's in Anfield. And if we don't beat Watford, I don't think we deserve to be top of the league, huh? Yeah, all right. From our Centum branch, Top Cash, at 96 Centum Drive, the legend says... Or the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you a big round of applause for Nicole.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Nicole.
The only woman amongst all these thorns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I thought you were going to say all the men's, but I understand, being Jewish, you can't say that, eh?
You're trying to say that you are a rose.
She wanted to say that we're all prickly.
Yeah.
Prickly, well, like pears, yeah. So
we are prickly pears.
Yeah.
So who was born today? So do you know what was Elizabeth Taylor's name?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Lizzie.
No, Dame. Her first name was Dame. Dame Elizabeth Rosmond Taylor.
No, Dame is not the first name.
Dame is not a first name.
So what is it?
It's like sir for...
It is
Dame. Oh, instead of a sir, you get a Dame.
if she does well.
Really?
You know, they, yeah, they have an
so
award.
What happened when they said, God damn, is that damn?
No, that's, no. That's a different damn. Damn. This is Dame,
Dame
not Dame.
Yeah.
You've heard of Dame Judi Dench?
Who?
Yeah, of course you've heard it. She's Roy.
He knows.
No,
listen, I'm borderline idiot. I mean, don't... I'm
I like how you put yourself up, eh?
No borderline. Profite. I like you too. I love you too. All right. So she was born today. She was born today in 1932. She was born in London, United Kingdom. She died on the 23rd of March 2011 at the age of 79. She would have been today 87. Yeah. What
probably been very cranky.
She would have been very cranky, yeah. Some of my best leading men have been dogs and horses.
Ah, she's right.
Yeah, that's what she said. She says, I adore wearing gems, but not because they are mine. You gems. Can't possess radiance. You can only admire it. That's what she said. Well, she possessed quite a bit
she
of diamonds
one
and
of
stuff.
The
biggest
most
diamonds.
Beautiful yeah. Collection of
Do you know
jewelry.
She got married in this part of the world, Roy?
Yeah.
She married Richard Burton.
Yeah.
She married everybody.
Yeah, right.
She had like
73,
like,
yes.
How many husbands she has?
Seven, I think.
Seven?
Six or seven, for sure.
It's amazing. Today I read the article on a lady. She married a lady. I don't know how much of a lady. She married like 27 different men. She started a career when she was 16.
Marrying. Yes.
And she's like 65 and she married like 27 of them. And she's still going, eh?
Still going strong.
What's her trick? I can't
even
get it right.
Get an email.
I can't say it's a children's show, so I can't tell nothing about the trick. But she told it very, very good. I mean, and she's right now, she's unemployed or not married right now, but, she says, not for long, she's gonna get someone.
And
she's like 65.
Convel.
Yeah?
A nickname.
You know what she is. What's her profession?
What?
She's a housekeeper. She keeps the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the houses, you mean?
Yeah.
And she says as well, big girls need big diamonds. And, you know, let me tell you. What more can I say? What can I say?
She's the only one that have birthday today.
Who? Well, the only one
Taylor?
I care.
Really?
The only one I care. So, I want to put something special.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. And Peter, what do we have?
Oh, we have quite a lot. I just want to mention that Green Book, the film I raved about and gave 5 out of 5 in The Citizen, walked away with several Oscars, Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor for Mahershala Ali. And I must say, people should go and see it. It's all new Metro movie houses.
Highly recommended, The Green Book, guys.
You saw it, Roy?
No, I haven't.
You must go and see it. It's not just another Driving Miss Daisy, as some critics.
Before you start, I want to just say something. Yes. 0618951019. Please record this number. Peter is going to ask you a question about what he's going to tell us. So he's going to mention a couple of names. Please remember those names and come back to us to get, we give him today. 2 double tickets, 4 tickets. 34519, that's our SMS line. It will cost you around 50. Again, 0618951019. SMS has the name of whatever Peter will mention. And we'll give you 2 tickets.
I'm
free.
Going to talk about Little Italy.
Little Italy, talk.
Yeah, it's a film with Emma Roberts, Hayden Christensen, who may remember him from Star Wars, Andrea Martin, who you might remember from A Big Greek Wedding. Danny Aiello has been in a lot of different movies, and it's in a Canadian movie. I'd say it's so cheesy that you could get heartburn. I must tell you, it's a nondescript Canadian production that's crept into town, aimed at the romantic at heart. It's awash with, I'd say, saccharine sweetness and a distinct 80s feel from director Donald Petrie and his overzealous cast. I mean, he's got a huge amount of people working on it. Pretty Emma Roberts, who I think a lot of people know, is the niece of Julia Roberts. And what's interesting is the film is about pizza and about making pizza and about two rival pizza restaurants in Little Italy, and they're fighting. And Emma Roberts plays opposite Hayden Christensen. He's the guy from one family. She's the girl from the other family. Almost a kind of Romeo and Juliet situation, and they're warring over. They used to be partners, the fathers, but now they've had a war, and they run separate restaurants. And these two connect,
competing with each other.
They're competing with each other. And what's interesting is that her aunt, Julia Roberts, was in a movie called Mystic Pizza in 1988, which was a delightful movie.
And you know, the big woman playing in this movie was Berta from Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
From Charlie, eh?
I remember.
She played, she's actually a great actress.
Mystic Pizza. These two heartthrob leads, they play in this movie, and, it's very schmaltzy. Its narrative has been cliched before, and we know where it's going, and the grandfather and the other grandmother meet and fall in love, and it's just all about love and food. So if you go and see this movie, you mustn't go on an empty stomach, I promise you, because there's so much pizza around. They're always cooking. They're always eating. You know, the Italians, they love it. And it's just the story between the Emma Roberts character and the Hayden Christensen character. It's a fun outing. There's some fun moments, but I found it a bit too cheesy for my taste. So my question is, Emma Roberts, and what is her aunt's name? Emma Roberts, what is her aunt's name?
Emma Roberts, who is...
Emma Roberts is the lead in this movie, but she has an aunt who was in another movie with the same subject matter.
Or the same surname.
With the same surname, and it's
did I give it up?
And that's all we're gonna say. That's
all we're gonna say. The other movie
she was very pretty, and she played in another movie called Something with Pretty.
Yes.
Pretty.
Listen, we're not trying to make it difficult. We're trying to give the tickets away.
No, we got very intelligent listeners.
Yes,
they know what
we do. No, we do. We must say that we do. Even Yossi says that song must be from the '80s. They all sound the same. We've got already one.
80s.
Yeah. But Yossi says, oh, what are you talking about? The '80s had the best music and really the best.
I love it.
The best.
Listen, I'm from everybody here. No, Nicole, maybe a little bit. I grew up in the '80s. So, you know, when you grow up, the songs that you hear, it's like a song.
It was Michael Cimbello from, Maniac from, Flashdance. The movie Flashdance with, Cara. What was her name from Flashdance?
She never acted in any other movie. She was like
She was beautiful. So anyway, anything else?
Yeah, there was a movie, opening on Friday. It's Tyler Perry. Now everybody who knows Tyler Perry, he is a big African American. Yes. This is another part of the series. I mean, he's done about five, six. This is Madea, and this is the family funeral. They all go to Georgia, where one of the family members has passed on, and it goes crazy. Now, what's interesting, Roy, is that the studio decided not to show the critics, of whom I am one of them, I may say, without, you know, blowing my own trumpet. They decided not to show the movie to us because it opens on Friday, and they're only showing it us to late tomorrow afternoon, so we can't get anything in print.
Ooh.
Because a lot of people probably wouldn't like the movie. A lot of people would like the movie. You know, it depends on your taste. And so it's opening
my
tomorrow.
My taste, I like pizza. Yeah, one more?
Oh, pizza. We've got a movie for pizza lovers. Pizza, you can go and watch your Little Italy.
You can watch a movie of pizza. It doesn't really from yours.
Wait, in the VIP cinema, you can order pizza and they give it to you, no?
Yeah, vouchers are valid, Roy, for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. Oh. And this is a special arrangement with Chai FM for Chai FM winners only.
Oh, all right.
The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't go and see Little Italy this week.
Next
week. You can see it the following week. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on hold. It can only be redeemed at cinema box office, not online. Please remember that. And they're only at New Metro Cineplexes. I must also say the winners need to present vouchers as a complimentary Mobi code when getting your ticket at the box office. And finally, these vouchers are for 3 months, so you can go whenever you like. One of our winning listeners won in November and went to a movie last week and loved it and thanked us for it. So we do have feedback from our listeners. And if something goes wrong, we also have feedback from them. And we try to sort it out to the best of our ability.
Thank you so much, Peter. And you know what? I'm gonna give this guy something that you, thank you for waiting. I hope you enjoy the song, Jerry Rafferty. I haven't listened to him for quite a while, and today I don't know. I was just thinking about him. He passed away a couple of years ago, without nothing, after being one of the most popular singers in, of its time. So that was for Joe Rafferty. The time is now 6:37. And Peter wants to say a couple of words. Peter.
You know, people don't often praise the police for what they are doing and what they do.
Especially me.
But
yeah.
We had an incident this morning at our house, and the police were there. And it was quite amazing because we had three different police units come within 25 to half an hour. My wife was in the house. I wasn't there. I'd gone on somewhere on business. And some intruders broke in, and they smashed the doors and the security gates, and they got into the house. Two of them stood outside the house, and one of them went into the house. My wife, Carla, heard a noise. She went inside and saw one of the intruders in the kitchen. And she didn't know what to do. She screamed, and the intruder came and grabbed her, pulled her into the bedroom, and she thought the worst. But he didn't want to do anything. He wanted to see if she had any jewelry. He kept saying, jeweler, jeweler, which gave her the impression that he wasn't a local person. She grabbed a box which had her cosmetic jewelry, gave it to him. He grabbed it. Meanwhile, the rest of the people in the complex had heard her screaming, and they were aware something was going on in my house. And these three thugs, that's all you can call them, took fright and left with the jewelry box. Thank goodness Carla was unhurt, a bit shaken, and we're living through it. And now tomorrow, Roy, you're having a guest on your
show. Tomorrow at Roy and Friends at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 10, we're going to have two very, very interesting guests.
One is Mara E. Glennie. She's from an organization called Tears, Bringing Hope and Healing. And they discuss rape and they discuss abuse.
Let me tell you, this lady, I had an interview her in my office. This lady, she's the most amazing person anybody can ever meet. First of all, she campaigned the whole thing out of her own pocket. She bonded her own house. I mean, I can't believe the cause. That's some sort of,
it's a driving force,
say.
Roy, and it's overwhelmed her. She's passionate about it.
Yeah,
and she's going to make an interesting guest tomorrow.
Yeah, she will.
And then we got a youngster from Poland. His name is Marcin. I can't pronounce his surname.
Marcin,
yes.
Okay.
And he's part of a group called Guitar Wizards. He's joining Guitar Wizards.
You gave me a ticket to that, huh?
I've given you tickets.
I'll give the audience,
for Thursday night.
I love music, yeah.
For Thursday night.
Yeah.
And the group is C2. And what is happening is they're doing this whole program of guitar music. All the music is guitar driven. And that's on at the Fringe, at the Joburg Theatre from tomorrow night for four nights. So we'll be interviewing him. Okay, Roy, thanks
Great.
Very much.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, let me tell you something. So we will do that thing first. Listen to this. I had to cut between the serious and non-serious things. So let me tell you something that I learned.
One last serious, if you don't mind.
Am I not serious? We're finishing up.
It's taking 5 seconds.
Oh,
so, among the birth of today, I just want to wish my niece Sarah, she's 5 years old, it's her birthday today. Lots of happiness.
What's her name, Sarah?
Sarah.
From all of us here, the Porn Stars Unplugged. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Roy, what do you do when if your dog eat your pencil?
My dog eat my pants.
Pencil.
My pencil?
Yes.
I won't do homework.
No, you just
My dog eat my homework.
Doesn't work anymore. No, they have iPads today.
Yeah,
tablets.
Yeah, you can't do this anymore.
Oh.
But it worked in the 70s, huh? It worked in the 70s.
70s, my homework.
Even if you don't have a dog, as long as he's eating your homework, it's okay.
So, where were we?
You know, I did some research today and I got stuck on something.
On marriage?
I have to. Something about marriage. It's a statistic. It's
not something about Mary.
No.
Something about marriage.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Last year, 4,153,237 people got married.
But who's counting?
No, but I got very confused and troubled because I thought it's supposed to be even number.
Yeah, it's not an even number.
Something is wrong, huh?
One guy married himself.
Yeah.
Oh, one guy married, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So,
marriage is a relation. I have to explain to you. Marriage is a relation which in one side, one person is always right, and the other one is the husband.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Ethan, you know about this stuff because you're a smoker. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What's the difference?
One is really heavy and the other one is a little lighter.
Yeah.
It's right, it's right.
Yeah, listen, something that, you know, until I read it, I never thought about it, but it's very interesting.
What?
The top three situations that require witnesses.
Yeah.
You know them? Crimes.
Yeah.
Accidents.
Yeah.
And marriage. Yeah. That's all I can say about it.
So anyway, when our lawnmower broke down, I couldn't run. So my wife was keep on bugging me. Please get it fixed. Get it fixed. As a man, you always have something better to do. I had to go fix the car, fix the, I had to send an email that time, to go fishing that time. Always had something important, the more important to do than fix the lawnmower. Anyway, she thought in a very clever way. She was sitting, one day I come back home, I see her sitting on the grass, on the tall grass, and with a small scissors, cutting, and showing off like she's cutting the grass. Anyway, I played like I'm, a borderline idiot, like he says. I went into the house, I came back with a toothbrush, and I told her, when you finish cutting the grass, please, if you don't mind, clean the driveway with the toothbrush. Anyway, the doctor says I will walk again, but I will always have a limit.
You know, we always wondered, and you know, when men talking all the time, we have argument with their wife and this and this and this. So I want to tell to all these guys, listen, I found a way with my wife. We always compromise.
Compromise?
Always, what? But what? Like always. I always apologize for my mistake and she agrees with me.
No, she doesn't disagree with you.
No, that's it. So it's always working.
So, you know, Mandy says to Dave, you know, I was a fool when I married you. They said, yes, Mandy, but I was in love and I didn't pay attention.
I want to tell you, I called our IT department. And I told them I have a problem because I just don't know how to disable the autocorrect of my wife. It's like unbelievable all the time.
She always corrects me.
They don't have the answer.
So anyway, the bride-to-be come to her mother and says, you know, I found a man just like father. Mother said to her, listen, what do you want me to do? What do you want? Sympathy?
You know, they interview children. So one child told the experience of his life. He said, if I hear my mother laughing off my father's jokes, it's mean we have guests.
Guys, do you? You know what? Let me put a song. After what Peter told us, I think we must put something very, very special. Who doesn't like that one? Hey, who doesn't
amazing,
like that one?
Great one.
How beautiful. James Brown, after what Peter told us. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. So James Brown is much better than, let me put some background here. Here you go.
You know, this one. I need.
Don't you like the ukulele?
Beautiful, beautiful.
So, someone sent us, I'm just not going to check who it is. He sent us, it's a night joke.
It's a slide.
So never let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do. Just look at Beethoven. Everyone told him he should never be a musician just because he was deaf. But did he listen? good one, guys. Good one. Keep them coming.
I want to share a thought. You know, I think that men who have a pierced ear are better prepared for marriage because they already suffered from pain and bought jewelry. So,
I wonder who you could be referring to.
Sunshine, you know, when I met Liel, he was completely pierced. He was pierced in his eyebrow, he was pierced there. Some places,
I'm
I don't know.
I took the ones that you can see off, but the other ones.
You know, every time you call banks, you call cell phone companies, you get this speech that they give you before you are allowed to start to talk. So I would like to tell all the married men out there, please remember that every time you talk to your wife, This conversation is recorded for training and quality support.
And would be used against you.
No doubt about it.
Court of law.
Please, guys.
I've got a short story, true story.
Okay.
So there was that conference of religious in Jerusalem, and there was involved, you know, all the big religions. There was Muslims, there was Jewish, there were even a Catholic priest. And you know, the three of them were like fighting, not fighting, but they were like arguing who is the best and the biggest religion. So the priest stood up and says, look, on one of my trips from the Vatican to the US, the plane got into a great electrical storm and the passengers were thrown down the aircraft and the aircraft was bashing up and down, whatever. I hold my hands together, close my eyes and prayed for Jesus Christ. And suddenly, just around the aircraft, it was like a ring of like a bubble. And I flew through the storm, the ring just following us through the storm, and we landed safely, although all the electrical storm was around, but just around the aircraft was a clear weather. Shh, really? So the imam, the Muslim imam says, hey, that's nothing. I was traveling in a ship, and the waves were like 8-meter waves, and the ship was almost breaking, and I hold my hands together and close my eyes and pray to Allah. And you know what? Just a ring around that ship was suddenly good weather. And I got, we got no waves, not just around the ship,
yeah,
like a bubble around the ship. And we arrived to our place. So the Jew said to him, are you, there's nothing, man. After we finished davening on Saturday, Friday night, Shabbos, yeah, we finished davening. As I go out of the shul, I find a fat wallet, but a black, full of money wallet. And you know, we Jews, we're not supposed to pick up the wallet on a Shabbos.
Shabbos, yeah.
So we're not supposed to pick up the wallet. So I close my eyes and I really, really prayed hard. And you know what? Suddenly around the wallet, it was Thursday.
You know about this group of Israelis that go to Italy. They go to Italy for vacation and they go to the Vatican to see what's going on. And next to the gate of the Vatican, they see this guy. He's dressed very, very nicely, like a priest. Very clean clothes with a suit and everything, and he's holding a box, and everybody come and give him money, and next to him they see there's a Jewish guy sitting there, he's dirty and everything, sitting with the cup, and
they give him small change.
So they come to him and said, listen, let us look at this guy, this is how you make money, you need to just, okay, that's, he said, they go. As they go, the Jewish guy is going to the Christian guy and said, you see, Shlomo, they want to teach us how to make money.
I've got a nice suggestion for all the married men out there.
Yeah.
If you want breakfast in bed, sleep in the kitchen.
So anyway, there was this guy, had enough walking by the streets. He had enough of the dogs in the beachfront. People walking with the dogs, and always the dogs are, you know. So anyway, this guy walks with, he bought a dog, he had enough. Now I'm buying my own dog. A big dog, like big, strong dog. He walks with his dog and come this big Rottweiler. So he says, the guy with the Rottweiler says to him, move your dog or otherwise my Rottweiler will eat your dog. He says, this one never gonna eat my dog. My dog, but it's like a short dog. He says, why is he going to eat you? Anyway, release the dogs. 2 seconds later, after the dust settled down, the little dog is busy eating the last bones of the Rottweiler. He said to him, what kind of dog is it? He says, I don't know, but before we had his tail cut off, it used to be a crocodile.
So this woman coming to her husband, she said, honey, what do you think about my teeth? So the husband said, they remind me of stars. Yellow and far apart.
So, tequila, let's talk tequila. You know, tequila, you know, how's it possible? It always amazed me. Look, I'm not a drinker, but it always, maybe you can tell me, Sunshine.
I'm actually not a drinker.
Aren't you a drinker?
No.
Oh, all right.
But
aren't you?
I might be able to tell you.
Right. Yes. All right. So why does different alcohol make you feel different? For me, alcohol is alcohol. You drink, doesn't matter if you take methylated spirits or you drink alcohol, you're supposed to be drunk. It's, I mean, it's supposed, doesn't it make us,
Tequila have special effects that other alcohol don't have.
Yes, yes. So I'm talking about special effects. Yeah. So, so basically, yeah, they say like this, why did Mexicans create tequila? So ugly people will have the chance to have sex too. They say, well, what does a shot of tequila and a woman have in common? Both make men start talking nonsense. Only
nice woman.
Yeah. Only nice woman, yeah. And then? What does tequila prove? That happiness is a moment of between women. Rest a second, let me say it again. Tequila proves that happiness is the moment in between lemon and salt.
Now that we're on the subject of tequila.
Yeah. Tell us something that we don't know.
A tequila bar that's opened in the Four Ways area that's got about 20 different kinds of tequilas.
All right.
So my friend went there and she had 14.
14 tequilas.
And she was still standing. Me, I'd have two and I'd be
so let me tell you, I'm going to give a round of applause to your friend.
She wasn't standing.
Was she standing?
Not for long.
She's been carried.
That's one of the tequila.
I'm going to tell you a joke afterwards, effect. But it's for tequila. But that's
but
a PG
me, we're talking
PG
about,
18.
About Mexicans.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of Mexican words that we explained. The Mexican word of the day today is harassment.
What's that? Say again?
Harassment.
What's
okay, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
My wife caught me in bed with another woman.
Yeah.
And I told her. And I told her.
You told
harassment
her?
Nothing to me.
No, you must say. I mean, you can't laugh alone, but. You
harassment
laugh alone.
Nothing to me. I'm just giving you examples. I forgot another one.
Tequila is never the answer. But you. Tequila is never the answer, but it does make you forget the question.
Yes.
That's you what happened to Leah now. Yeah.
Talking about booze.
Yeah, booze?
So, well, drinks, whatever. So I went to my general examination by a doctor.
Yeah.
And in the end of it, he said that I can no longer touch anything alcoholic. So unfortunately, I had to get divorced.
So, yeah. The other Mexican word that we learned today is wiener.
Wiener?
Wiener.
Wiener.
So must I give it to you in a sentence?
Please do.
Yes.
Last wiener, I froze my ass.
alcohol is not in my vocabulary. But I looked it up Wikipedia. Yeah.
You know, women marry because they believe that they will be able to change the men. And the men get married because they believe the woman will never change. They're both mistaken. But it's, you know.
In seconds.
The idea is okay.
You know, this guy comes to his girlfriend and says, I love you so much. I could never live without you. So she said to him, is that you or the tequila talking? It's me talking to the tequila.
I want to tell you that my wife was standing on the roof, like
yeah,
few inches of the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that if she is falling, the insurance claim
yeah,
that could completely change my life.
The program is coming to the end. And I just want to say that, phew, we've got a minute. So I just want to say tomorrow we're going to have two very interesting people here. Yeah. And I would like you to really ask questions. The Tears Foundation, it's one of the, I mean, I know the lady does a great job. And, please tune up tomorrow.
From the rest of us, Shabbat Shalom.
From the rest of you, Shabbat Shalom. And
we'll
see you tomorrow at 9:00. Please don't forget, just after Howard Feldman. So have plenty of fun and enjoy the rest of the doors.